Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Have you, V Hale?
Yeah.
Have you ever peed in a men's room at a rock concert stadium show?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it. I did it at Steve Miller Band.
Oh, wow.
Steve Miller Band.
Well, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was. Like, I was...
Were you out with your dad?
No, that's the music I was raised on. So I was in college. I went with friends. But
what's your favorite Steve Miller Band song?
God, I don't know.
Is it the Big Old Jet? Oh, yeah, Joker's great.
Big Old Jet.
Every line of... Don't carry me too far away.
No, I had a chance to go see them. My friend was like, I have an extra ticket. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even know they were, like, still around doing their thing. Anyways, so we went, and they actually, I think the guys were more in shock. They didn't even have time to react. The girls' line was so long.
Yeah. And you just can't wait to
do
that sometimes.
You gotta go, you gotta go. Like, there's no...
I'm gonna pee myself right now.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. So I walked to the front of the dude's line and said, did you say pee yourself?
Yeah. He did.
She said, do that. Looked at me like, what the fuck,
I gave him my best withering look.
Go on, you were saying.
No, so I just walked to the front of the dude's line, and I was like, can I cut? And the guy was like, yeah. Like, he didn't even know what to say, and I walked in, every dude in the room, like, turned for a second. It took him a minute, and I was like, hey. And I just walked into the first stall I could. Thank God.
Oh, see, that's a little, the times that I've seen it happen, the chicks are just shit-faced. And come
we
in.
We are,
and,
in fact, on the secret show.
I wasn't
Vincent.
Sure.
You can
and
say,
they just hung their asses over the trough, and everyone was kind of like,
no.
Oh, crunch.
No.
Okay.
If you have to, though, V, you can do it. I would do it.
Touching.
I know. Yeah.
With any of my body down
Who
there.
Who cares, though? At that point, you're just like, well, let's just
No
pee.
Way. I would rather cop a squat out. This was in a, I say outside. It wasn't, it was
in
like
the hallway.
A theater. So, no, it was like outdoors.
Oh,
theater venue. So, I would rather
find a small shrub.
Yeah. Right. Then have hung my ass over, or what do they call it? A urinal keg? Mm. Cake?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Did you see the pictures of Kanye West's ass this week sitting on that boat getting a blowjob from his alleged wife?
Yeah. Was he really getting a blowjob, though? Is that where they're running with it?
Well, his pants are down and, why would and you his have dick's your, in her mouth.
Yeah, why
so
would you have that?
Does seem like,
I didn't know if his pants were fully down or he was just like the way he's sitting with like baggy pants.
She's
I wasn't sure.
inside the boat in one of the photos, and then she moves in front of him in a later
elbows,
photo.
Elbows in position.
But
to
I
handle.
Did think that it was funny. Our texters wrote in when you talked about the story and said, because Kim's upset about his behavior.
Yes. Oh, she's so upset.
I'm sorry, Kim. You're boning.
Oh my God.
That guy on camera, all over the internet, and it's why you're famous. Kettle, you're black.
Yeah, there
yeah,
it is.
She can't. And not only that, dude. She does tons of other shit. Like, see the shit she shows up to for their like sports games. Like, your kids aren't embarrassed by that. Just wear a fucking normal outfit.
Yeah,
to
wear
a
t-shirt and jeans.
Game. Yeah, so I don't...
I'm Kim Kardashian whatever. The whole time, though. I have to dress like
someone
this.
Writes
it's
in,
my job.
What is wrong with Kanye's yeah. wife, though? Submissive, ew. Like, anything he says he wants.
Why is it submissive to give your... I see. That's
no,
what,
here's the thing, no. though. She's fame hungry. She is, V. Like, this is a chick. Nobody ever heard of this chick. And then it's like that other girl.
Julia Fox.
That's the one. You knew I was going to her. They just become, they're like, yeah, I will be your puppet. Because he's like, I'm going to style you. I'm going to make you a big star. I can tell that you're going to be, you've got what it takes. All you have to do is fucking blow me on this boat and you're going to be a big star.
I'm just saying, we don't know if it was submissive. I don't know if that's fair to say. Maybe she wanted to suck his dick.
It's possible.
Oh,
it's possible that,
well,
that she was like, you know what I haven't done in like five
I mean,
minutes is suck your
I'm
dick. So
it.
Are they married?
I want to meet her. That's a nice lady then.
There's some shots of her in these like tank tops with no bra, and her tits are amazing.
Oh,
well, yeah.
There's no shots
kind
of her just
you
naked.
Too can,
oh, like, I'm sure there are, but it's
she's
really good.
Naked in public, so yeah. Just Google her name. She'll
What's
be,
your name again?
Bianca Censori.
Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca. I knew, but
Censori. There we go. Images. Oh boy, yeah, those tits. They're just forever. They're like the best.
You got them.
Hold on.
She like wears outfits made of pantyhose. You know.
Yeah, it's.
Oh,
just
but
like
yeah,
Julia...
we don't.
He's bummed because it's because they're not just out. Yeah, I'm sure you can find naked ones.
Well,
man.
I'm gonna check.
Well, I mean, don't you want to just see them in these? Like, no. They just they look honestly like cartoon boobs. No. I just want to see them covered. And then, right. Do you remember in the 70s they used to sell those suits that you'd go jogging in that would like sweat you down?
Yeah,
the
like
track,
that's
like the
that's
suit?
Yeah, that's what Kanye's wearing. And she's wearing like almost no clothes, and he's got one of those big—I don't even know what you call—mylar outfits on.
Lots of dumb outfits on this chick, but none of them are fully naked.
No, you, did you type in naked?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yep.
And there's no—that is what she's the one—the one chick.
Like, this is totally see-through here.
Yeah.
So you definitely can see her nipple and the areola and. All that, but there's no nudes.
She
crazy.
Did, she oh, there's, but that's even blurred. That's crazy. That is actually kind of a that's an accomplishment for someone who is so clearly doing stuff.
Does with, whatever.
Or does whatever. Right. Yeah. You know, the first picture that popped up of her, she had like long. She has really short hair now. She looks sort of normal. She looked kind of like, you know.
I think she's always had
and,
short hair. I think she wears wigs.
Oh, because some of these pictures, yeah. She does look like Kim.
Yes.
Yeah, I
yes.
think she very much has, like, when they first started dating and appearing in public together, it's like she had hair, and then all of a sudden it was like, whoa, she has no hair, and it was always that way. She wears, like, it changes often.
Maybe he's
just
he,
that really short. And
he told her how to do it. He's like, just
do you think
lose
he tells
wig.
Her, don't smile? Oh, there's one with her
or maybe
smiling.
She just... has resting bitch face. It's not her fault. She doesn't want to get attacked. I am not the one.
Good one. That I'm bump.
Mm.
Oh, V must not have been in that.
No, V was in that. V, were you in that?
What?
Maybe
in what?
Our safety meeting. Oh, she wouldn't have been.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't have been in that.
Oh, no, you weren't in that.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Take this out of that.
Take it out. No, you don't have to. It's...
Doesn't really matter.
Ow! And now it's time for something else. So, V...
Yeah.
Question number one.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Any more interactions with Ryan Seacrest since last week?
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. No.
Yeah, throw
Not
up.
Physical interactions.
Ryan's handsome. Come on.
What's wrong?
He's pretty handsome. And he's
just,
pretty rich.
You know, he's a random dude in radio. That's all.
I do not find that man attractive at all.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, I see.
But you are digging this dude that you're doing now, right?
When you say digging,
yeah.
Sexually, yeah.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, it's really, really, really good sense.
You're a good fit.
Yeah.
Well, that's an important part.
Peg fits in the hole quite well.
That's an important part. You don't want to not have that kind of connection. So, yeah,
well,
you want
especially
that.
Especially when that's the only connection we're looking for.
Right.
Well, you're not always looking for the
thing. Develop,
yeah, exactly.
Though. They can allow at some point become more than
they
that.
They can. You don't know. Why do you have to rule everything out? Why?
I'm just saying.
Sometimes we lie to ourselves.
Yeah,
we
do.
No,
wow, wisdom out of Alex, everyone. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex.
That isn't wisdom. That is a false statement.
Alex.
That was very smart and very well done.
Alex.
Ayo.
Alex, everybody.
Ayo.
That's my one moment. I'll see you guys later.
As a highlight. Put that in for the highlights.
I can't put that in for the highlights.
One year working here.
Do we have a bad advice?
Once a year, we'll take it.
We should get to it because you know what's going to happen.
I do.
We meander, and then we go. Time's up.
How do we get here? How do we spend so much time on that?
Help.
Okay, V. Me. This is for you. You're going to solve this problem. Let's go.
This is. I have a question
putting
first.
Someone's life in my hands. That's
it's me. Yeah.
Were you on last week when we were talking about the brother-in-law who disciplines the kid?
Oh, no.
Okay, then I'm not doing this one here.
What?
It's a response to that. I'll save it for tomorrow. Let's see if there's something that... Listen, I'm going to tell you guys something right now. I need you to write us bad advices. There, I have some, but none of them is like...
saucy enough.
Yeah. It's not
Do you know how many people are probably waiting for you to read theirs right now? And you're all, I have some, but
they're just not. I'm sorry.
They're fucking stupid.
No, they're kind of stupid. Well, there's a lot of people who write in just to say thanks and that they like the show. So I have a lot of those.
Yeah.
Alex's beard, elderly drinkers.
Let's do the one with the brother that just do that one. We can get her caught up in 2 seconds.
I'll catch up.
Then what am I going to do tomorrow?
Well, we'll worry about tomorrow. We always, that's the way we do
Someone
commercials too.
Write in a,
I may die. I better wait till tomorrow to do that.
For tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to the show about the brother-in-law that harshly yells no at the 2-year-old. And let me tell you, I felt this one in my bones. So the deal was that the family, the brother-in-law tends to try to parent, which is annoying for the actual parents. And I think, I can't remember though. You know what? Hold on.
Well, we talked about it at length because I do think grandparents have a tendency to knee-jerk to parenting their grandchildren. And that, to me, feels very natural and normal unless they cross a boundary that you have. Like, for example, I would never have both my parents know we don't hit our kids.
Right.
Now, well, my dad had passed away, so that never, you know, became a thing. But that's what my dad did. That was his teaching method was you're going to get spanked and probably in front of some people. Let's make this hurt in more than one way. You know what I mean?
Humiliation.
Yeah, yeah, that was all part of it.
So here's the letter. My husband and I have a two-year-old daughter. We're fortunate to live near family. We see my husband's brother about once or twice a month, and my daughter loves to be around him. When he's around, he tends to overly discipline her, even though my husband and I are both present and handling the situation. This especially grates on me because he does it in a way that is not aligned with our parenting style. For example, we went to lunch and she started throwing food on the ground. When something like this happens, we tell her, no, food does not go on the ground. It stays on the table or goes in your mouth, giving her information about what she can do in that moment instead of the unwanted behavior. My brother-in-law, right. My brother-in-law just let out a stern no, which doesn't help anyone, nor is it his place to participate. He'll also tell her no about things that are perfectly fine for her to do or in situations where it's unreasonable for a toddler to be expected to behave in the way that he's demanding. When this happens, I usually say it's okay for her to do that or don't worry, I'll let her know when she's doing something that she's not supposed to, but he doesn't back off. So that's the deal.
I do think, and it's not in his defense, but I do think that people without kids have a tendency to believe that they would be a lot stricter and a lot better parent than the one that they're, you know.
Right. They're watching you in the thick of it and going, tisk, tisk.
You're just getting it wrong. And I realize that it's easy to sit in judgment when you show up occasionally, once in a while.
Right.
Not that often.
You're not dealing with this.
On a daily basis. And you're also not really responsible for the outcome for that child.
No,
this person who's watching from afar.
You're just annoyed by what they're doing, and so you're now.
Right.
Okay, so this person writing in today
great
says, I just listened to the show about the brother-in-law harshly yelling no at the two-year-old daughter. I felt this one in my bones. I'm currently dealing with my sister-in-law who's constantly yelling at my kids. My kids are 9 and 5.
Ding, ding, ding.
She isn't overly mean, but her form of communication is to yell and scold them. Then she has the audacity to openly express that she's a good aunt because she disciplines them. Let me stop here and just say, I'm all for adults stepping in and correcting bad behavior. We are a big family with lots of kids. All of the aunties and uncles have to step in from time to time. But my sister-in-law takes it to a whole nother level. She yells and demands my kids to do things for her and her kids. But when it comes to her own kids, she doesn't have the same approach. Yes, you read that right. She has kids and doesn't talk to her kids in the poor manner that she talks to mine. She blatantly exhibits this behavior, and I am at the point of exploding. Just like the mom that wrote in. I step in and I say things to let her know my kids aren't doing anything wrong. But she's oblivious to subtleties, which just infuriates me even more. Me and my husband plan to address the situation, but we're being methodical in our approach. Your kids are 9 and 5. It might be. That train may have left. My mother-in-law must live with the sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law lives with the sister-in-law. My mother-in-law watches my kids 2 days a week. Crunch. We're having conversations with my kids to understand how they feel about their aunt's behavior towards them and their comfort level around her. So I guess they're getting dropped off at the house where the mother-in-law lives.
Yeah, so the aunt's right there.
They aren't deeply affected, but my oldest no longer wants to do sleepovers, so it is definitely taking its toll. So the mom that wrote in, you're not alone. You're doing a great job addressing it now. I'm sure your husband will have your back. It took a while for my husband to be tuned in with his sister's behavior, but now that he is, the fire is lit. Wishing you and me a successful outcome.
I do think most of that stuff, like I remember one of my grandmas, we used to visit New York all the time, like 2 and 3 times a year because that's where the family was. So we were always in airports and always on planes. I remember this lady, my grandma, who I call this lady because she broke any kind of connection between us the way she talked to me, the way a person treats you. I remember jumping on the couch and her being like losing, like her whole fucking head snapped off. She was losing her shit. And quite honestly, that's what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have kids.
That wasn't unusual kid behavior.
In your house at any point in the age from, I'd say, 2 to maybe 10. Maybe not that old. Maybe 8. Whatever it is. But they jump on the couch. They fly and land on the couch. It's part of the thing. But getting yelled at for it, just like, all right. I was done with her. Oh. Like, they're not that couch, but just in that way. Like, this is kid stuff.
Right.
This is what kids do. Be a grandma. Relax.
Right. You know, I think that when grandmas don't see you all the time, that it's harder for them. Like, it's...
Yeah, but only a few times a year. Like, that's not...
No, listen. I agree.
And
that
you raised kids. You know what they do. It's not...
You might not have been... Is this your dad's mom or your mom's mom?
My mom's stepmom.
Oh, your mom's stepmom.
Who was, you know, mean like a honey badger, really.
Boy.
Like even her, my mom, her sister and her
honey
brother.
Honey badger does not give a shit.
Did not grow up liking this lady.
Right.
Like, they did not like her. My mom's mom passed away when she was, like, very young.
Right.
Like a teenager.
Right. Like, but young, like 13. Like,
they very young, but she ended up having to care for her little sister and her little brother. And
then the step monster comes in.
And then that's one of those weird things where I think at that time in America, a guy took a wife. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. He had kids. He needed to take someone to.
He took a wife. Like, there was no, like, well, I met her and our eyes locked and we fell in love. I think it was, she's single, I'm single, let's get married.
Mm.
Yeah. And she probably didn't want to be single, like, because that was weird too back then, after a certain age.
Did she have any kids for him?
She came into the marriage with a kid.
Okay.
Uncle Bob.
How was Uncle Bob?
He went crazy.
Uncle
Bob was my godparent, and he went crazy. And it turns out he was on meth.
Oh.
So he went crazy from doing meth and for a long period of time.
Boy.
And had a very unfortunate end.
Oh.
But it's not like she could, you know, say, I know how to do this. Look at Bob.
Right.
That's not how that went.
Yeah.
Anyway, it does happen where whatever the uncle, grandma, sister-in-law, they'll break that relationship by parenting in a way that they're not used to and that they don't like.
Right. Not just piss you off as the parent, but break the relationship with the child. The child goes, I have no time for that person.
Right. Well, I didn't plan this trip. No. I didn't want to come here.
And this lady's being a total bitch.
Yeah. So, you know, fine. So that's what will happen, unfortunately. Yeah. Now, let me ask V a question. V is very involved with her best friend's daughter.
Nugget.
Yeah, the Nugget.
Is there any kind of scenario where you see yourself in a parent role where you've had to discipline her?
No. And it's funny because, like, as you guys are saying this, I remember when I moved back from Boston and was around 24/7, I would find myself saying, like, not punishing, but like, oh, we don't do that, or mama said no to that, or whatever, if, like, she wasn't in the room, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I said to my friend, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm supposed to be the fun aunt. Like, and I'm having to tell her this and that. She goes, no. She goes, you're around daily. You're not the fun aunt that comes around every few months and we party for a weekend and it's all candy and fun and leave. Like, you're around every single day.
But you were living there? I'm sorry, did I miss that?
Yeah, I lived there for like 6 months. But it was never like punishment. It was like...
Just like in reinforcing what, like, mom had said.
Yeah. Like, or you know what I mean? Like, mom left the room and you're doing what a kid would do. And I would say something like that. So it wasn't, I couldn't imagine ever scolding her. Like, I actually remember I was there the other weekend. So she's 9 now. And I woke up and her mom was in the back of the house and she was like wiping the floor. And I'm all, what are you doing? And she's all, shh, I spilt. I'm cleaning it up before mama comes out here. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, don't say anything. I'm like, all right. And then I'm laughing because her mom wouldn't have even cared, you know, but you're just little and think something. And then later I told Jen and we were laughing. Like, I couldn't imagine scolding her or saying something. Like, how is that even your place, right? And anything, it was more funny because she was trying to hide it. It wasn't even a big deal. But I don't know. And as far as grandparents go, like, I remember going around them. And that's why it was like, oh, can we have this? And our moms would be like, no. And our grandma's like, oh my God, they're here for the weekend. Just eat it. And they were like, okay. Cause that's their mom, right?
Right. So
it was supposed to be fun. Like, do what you want. That's, no rules apply. Except,
when we did the story the first time, I did say that, you know, there are other people in our lives where I've said to them, let us be the bad guy. We'll do that. Yeah. You just be cool.
Just be the fun.
I'm not saying, you know, smoke their first doob with them. I'm just saying you don't need to be on their ass all the time. Like,
I'm not expecting you to toe those same lines.
I got this. We'll be on their ass. You just be the person that goes, I don't know how that happened. And we'll handle it. We got this.
Well, yeah. And typically it's like, oh my God, mom, dad, stop feeding them sugar. Like, we bring them here. Because the grandparents are like, here, it's a free for all.
It's a cookie. It's ice cream.
Instead of
a lollipop. Or does I roll?
Exactly. Instead of don't discipline them. That was my experience, though. Everyone's family's different. Yeah. But we were more like overspoiled, I think.
This person points out that when a big family with a lot of kids and, you know, people of all generations, they get together. And then sometimes there is some cat herding happening and somebody might, you know, tell your kid, you know, get in line. This is how we're doing it, whatever. But in those moments where you have like a visitor to your house, family or otherwise, and they, you know, even if they're just making, well, you know what you should do? Because you know how everyone loves that. And it just, I remember at one point my mom was just, not just the opposite of helping. And I even said, I'm like, do you think you're helping me right now? Do you think that what you're doing is helping me? Like, you're here one time every 3 months and you're going to change the way I parent. And we got in a huge fight.
And what'd she say? I'm better at this than you.
No, she
fuck
just
off,
got
Sarah.
Mad.
Fuck off.
Look how good you turned off. You turned out, you dumb bitch. So.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
She would never say that. She's too nice for that. My mom is so nice. Okay.
You know, this is for the record. This is one of those things that I don't know how much thought people put into having kids. It feels like sometimes people are robots and they just go, I must marry, I must have children, I must do what's next on the list of things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they like really process this thing where...
Well, nobody's ever ready. You know that.
No, I know that. But I'm saying, are you processing the fact that you're going to see the mother-in-law and the father-in-law and your parents and all of the brothers and sisters... People rally around kids. That's part of the joy for having them and also a reason to not have them.
Right.
If you don't want that, those
if
kind
you
of
hate
gatherings.
Your relatives, don't have any more.
Like, I'm telling you, Christmas comes and everyone will be like, what time should we be over? Hmm. What the fuck?
So what time do they come over?
Yeah,
to
they
got to
come over in pajamas in the morning because we're going to start the day there. And that's how. And if you're not down for that, stand up for yourself and say, no kids for me, thanks. Because that's what they come with. And these hairy
the horror of fun family memories.
No, well, I think there are people who live for
sure,
that.
For sure, yes.
And I think there are people who, hate who it. Can't imagine having to like
that,
sit there and deal.
But not only that, just don't have kids if you don't want them. Like, I don't care if your parents are pressuring you. I don't give a fuck. Like, having kids because you think it's the right thing is probably the worst thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's forever. Don't think like, oh, 18 years. It's fucking forever. I still need my mom, and I'm going to be 40. You know
aww,
what I mean? Like,
it's, that's so sweet.
Like, fucking, and maybe because I'm alone and don't have whatever, but I'm just saying, like, it's fucking constant. Like, I just,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
my
mom is your person.
Yeah, my mom was meant to be a mom. Like, she was put on this earth. Like, she should have had a million kids.
And she only had you. It was the two of you together.
I mean, it was perfection. Why?
Yeah. I have a question.
Don't fuck with it. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
V-Hale, now that you're getting laid all the time, savagely, like completely fulfilled, like
dick
filled,
hammered.
Yeah, dick down
dick down
and filled up with cum. Do you still...
I'm not filled up. Yeah, okay.
Do you still... What do you mean? What do you mean, yeah, okay?
I'm covered, not filled up.
Oh, you like it all over your tummy.
Like she's a glazed bear.
On your titties or on your face. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of no babies,
right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you still iron your iron and fold all your towels? Like, if we go to your towel closet, the one you used to post all the time when you were not getting laid, would it still be as perfect and square as it was before?
Yeah, I don't iron those. It's my sheets I steam. I just steamed my comforter on Sunday or Monday.
Christ. What? You huh.
Because I
so you
got
what,
a
like hang stuff on the line and then use your stand-up steamer to blow steam
I mean,
on
I don't have a line. I'm not that fancy.
Well, where do you do it,
I
then?
Lay it on something. Oh. I just like laid it on my bed and then I got Tug a new it. Comforter. Mm. So I took it to the dry cleaner because you need like the... I don't have like the huge washer.
You do need
dryer.
A big, like industrial washer for that.
So when I got it back, it was like, you know, all folded up and wrinkled. So I laid it on my bed and I was like, that looks terrible. So I steamed the whole thing. It was amazing.
Christ. I have
it
a question.
It was amazing. Vinny's hand is up.
V-Hale.
Yeah.
If Mr. Seacrest calls this week and says, how about I come over to your house for a change?
Oh.
So he has offered before. I prefer to go there.
But I'd really like to be at your house. Like,
he won't say that.
But,
why?
Well, but I'm, this is, let's say he says, I really want to come to your house. Is that cool? Like, I'll come over to your house tonight. I'll bring some, you know, a to-go meal of your, I'll bring a pizza or something.
We don't eat. He can bring booze.
Okay, I'll bring a bottle.
Yeah.
Can I come to your house?
I would push towards not doing that. I'd be like, it's fine. I'll see you there.
Why? What are
but
you afraid
of? But I'm already
of?
The neighborhood.
Yeah,
I'm close
here.
By. I have something to do down the block.
By. He's not close
by.
By.
I had an appointment
had
nearby.
Do, yeah, my
I was in the area.
Yeah.
And I find myself with this boner that needs a home.
Yeah. Got a couple of 40s.
So what's the problem? What's the problem with him coming over?
Yeah, what's that? What do you
Nothing.
Think is going to happen?
Just...
What are you afraid of?
There's something.
There's something.
No, it's really not. For right now, it's nice to be able... It's new. You're figuring out. I'm in your space. I'm weird who comes in my space.
Well, I'd hope you'd be picky about it, too.
Comes in my space. Is in my space. And right now,
nice
I can control... When I leave and all of that.
Wow. You're afraid he wouldn't leave. You're afraid he'd want to have pillow talk afterward. And
No.
So what are your hopes and dreams? What's your favorite color?
Definitely no pillow talk with him. No.
How do you know? You don't know. You haven't stuck around long enough to find out.
I have. I've stuck around after. I don't leave right away.
It is the whole, I steamed my duvet. I can't have a fucking gross pig in my bed.
You think he's a gross pig?
That. It is that. It's absolutely that. And then he's going to go, I'm going to take a shower real quick. And he's going to hit that towel, the lined up towels you got, and pull three. One falls to the floor. Two fall, one drops off as like he's walking male. To the goddamn bathroom.
No, no, it's true.
He grabs from the bottom of the stack.
There he is after he's showered. He's like, God, this face lotion's incredible. What is this expensive? Because yeah. It's really
it's
nice.
It's really nice and soft on my face.
This you know what? Is where this would be funny. Good on my balls. Give me a second.
I've heard of this brand. It's Channel, right? Channel?
Oh, I love Channel.
No, you guys don't understand.
No, we do.
Yeah,
more,
we do.
No, he's more of a chick than I am. That's why this is so funny to me.
That's what we're saying. He's going to use up all your good lotion.
Your expensive face lotion on his balls.
No, no. Yeah. That's not why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's just easier going there. I'd prefer to go there.
She wrecks his sheets and then leaves.
She's the dude in this relationship is what it is. Right.
Oh.
Wow. V.
Yeah, I don't need a tissue.
Won't let him come over.
Bedspread.
I'll just snail my way across.
What the hell?
That was for V.
Oh, because we don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, but she just said she's going to use your bed cloth.
His.
Whatever it is. Yeah, his. Sorry.
Wow, V, I'm really disappointed in you. I feel incredibly... What?
Disappointed in me because I won't let him come to my house?
Yeah, because you have a standard that you need to keep up, and he isn't going to hold that line.
What do you mean?
I just told you he's going to fucking use three towels instead of one. He's going to
wipe his butt on your comforter and just steam clean.
He's going to splooge on you and then take the comforter and wipe his dick off real quick. And you're going to be like, oh my God!
God, this guy, when he turned into a tornado.
I have to move now.
Yes. Skid mark. Get here on my comforter sheets. Oh, no. Is that chocolate?
I'm dying.
V, you coming back tomorrow?
I am.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
We're done?
Yeah. That was a fun one, though.
Time flies.
I like your boyfriend, though. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I can't wait to meet him.
Wipe his ass on your camera.
When are you bringing him over?
I can't wait to meet him. I'm looking forward to it.
Next event.
Can we have him on the show?
Oh, he's a radio guy.
Oh, yeah.
I heard he knows how to talk. So,
Brent, can you book the guy on the show?
I'll see if I can book him.
No. Don't do it without it. This has to be her permission.
I'm like, joking. I have no idea who the fuck this guy is.
V, may we please have your boyfriend on the show?
It's fucking Ryan Seacrest, obviously.
Yeah, he's busy, guys. Sorry.
Wait, what?
We can find him.
I know who he is.
Oh, you do?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, all right, let's sign off and we'll talk.
So we can have him on. Is that what you said?
No, hell fucking no.
Okay, the end.